It's go time!
Now it's time for the Disney View Podcast. Please move across your car to make room for everyone. Our podcast will begin momentarily. Join Dave as he makes his Grand Circle tour around the Walt Disney World Resort. Dave is a dreamer and an engineer who enjoys the magic and wonder of it all, but understands Disney's place in history and respects the legacy that's been left. Come along and hear Dave's thoughts about Walt Disney World and see it through Dave's eyes.
Please stand clear of the podcaster. Por favor, manténganse alejado del David.
And now, here's your host.
Last year, I made a decision to record a commencement address dedicated to my son and his friends because they missed out on their high school graduation. It was much more well-received than I ever expected, and I thought that was terrific. I got some kind words, there were a lot of listens to the podcast, and I'm flattered by that, so thank you. With the pandemic, it's still in full effect, and graduations being different again this year, I thought I'd make another go of it and present another commencement address to our budding superstars, the next generation who are graduating this year. Each of you who are graduating are embarking on a new phase of your life, one that's filled with wonder and excitement and perhaps some trepidation, maybe even more so now with the pandemic going on. This new phase is a part of life's journey. Now, a journey in this case is not really getting from point A to point B. It's instead about the process of personal change and development, which can be long, sometimes difficult, but always exciting. You've accomplished something, and now we'll start on the next part of your trek. Consider graduation as a gateway to the next phase of that journey. Now, if you'll indulge me, allow me to tell you a little bit about my personal journey. I had three graduations, from high school, from college, and then from graduate school, and each led me to somewhere new. As I reflect on my high school graduation, I recall that I was always a good student and thought I was ready to do big things in college. But I was given an opportunity to travel to Europe around the time that college would have started, and I didn't want to miss that opportunity. Life was offering me something, and I wanted to take it. So I went to Europe, and I postponed my college life. It was well worth it. But I wound up starting college in the spring instead of the traditional fall, and always felt like I just didn't quite fit in, at least in part because my fellow freshmen had that fall to get oriented, and I felt alone to a large degree. Sure, I toughed it out for a while, but somewhere along the way, I decided to transfer to another university and start fresh, and that led me down a new path. I took classes in between my stops to cover some requirements that universities wanted, I worked a little, and I lived at home. Now, in spite of it feeling like I had no direction and I held the stigma of having dropped out of college, I still remember it fondly. And I knew that this was not where I wanted to go for the rest of my life. Onward. Now, among the schools that accepted me was a small school, or at least small at the time, by the name of University of Central Florida. Now, I took the perspective that they were trying to grow and I could be a part of their foundation to growth. It's about the journey, after all. Oh, and it being close to Disney, that was an added bonus. So I finished, and I graduated, and if you want to think of it as the luck of the Irish, wouldn't you know, the economy wasn't so great, and jobs for young engineers just weren't there. In those pre-internet days, I got a lot of paper rejection letters in the mail, and I decided that I was going to hang them on my wall as they came in. They wound up providing me some motivation to continue on my trek. And in the meantime, I wound up taking a contract job that I didn't really like very much. So I knew it was time for me to find a new path. I liked school and I missed it, so I enrolled back at UCF. I knocked on a lot of doors and ultimately I found some research out at the Space Center. I had a terrific 2-ish years and I still had time to visit the happiest place on Earth. I was preparing myself for what lay ahead, but life sometimes throws curveballs. I won't bore you with all the details, but there were a lot of things happening in my personal life that felt overwhelming at the time. So I decided it was time to do some outside-the-box thinking, and that's where, on a complete lark, I visited the casting center and got a job at Disney. It was an amazing time, and I enjoyed it thoroughly, but I knew it couldn't last forever for a lot of reasons. So after about a year, I somewhat reluctantly left and moved back to my hometown and started a career of sorts. And here I was at the end of an 8-year journey. As I reflect back, it was longer than I anticipated, very different than I expected, and had many stops and starts along the way. and there were three universities in it. Kind of strange. Each choice I made along the way helped define me and put me on a new path to being the person I am now. My journey was unique, but not so different than others. You make choices in life, you take, or sometimes miss, opportunities. But I never, ever stopped dreaming. A colleague at work said to me once that it was like I had one foot out the door at all times, and he was right. I never wanted to bank on a job defining me. I'm much more than that. I had some side hustles and did odd jobs to find my fun. I got on the internet, created websites, blogged, started podcasting, and started app development as a means to flex my creative muscle. And here we are. While I may not love every day at work, I do love what I'm doing in my side hustle. It's a ton of fun and allows me a way to enjoy life. I can be creative and have fun and can share that experience with my own kids. And that's the message I have for you. You are about to embark on a journey of your own. Make it your own. Don't worry about what other people think. Be your best self, love what you do, and if you don't, find something else. You need to try new things. Experiment a little. Don't be afraid of failure. If you do fail, get up, dust yourself off, and keep going. The world is yours now. And absolutely, don't procrastinate or look for a sign to do something. Just give things a try. And as my dad always told me, give it everything you've got. You never know where that might lead. And of course, I have to add, you should never stop learning. I'm always trying to learn something new and improve myself. You are who you are today, but you can reinvent yourself time and again. You'll gain experience points, and you may find a calling in an unexpected place or just enjoy the ride. And the journey toward continued education can be fun. One day, I gave a talk in front of a group of engineers, and someone asked me if I had my professional engineer's license. I did not. But the conversation sparked something in me. Maybe I should get it. I couldn't believe how much I'd forgotten. I learned new things and relearned some things that I recall knowing once, and I remembered what school was like. In many ways, it was harder than working. As a cautionary tale to you, my mind atrophied a little bit. It was hard. You have to feed your brain constantly. Never forget to feed your brain. I took the exam, and unfortunately, I failed. That was a tough one to swallow. But in life's journey, that's just another step in the process. A good engineer sees the problem and looks for solutions. I remembered the advice of a college professor who always urged me to challenge my own way of thinking. The amazing thing is, I realized how many people had been filling my head with knowledge for so long, and I just needed to use that knowledge to harness it in a way. To quote from Hamilton, you really need to talk less and smile more. You'll be amazed at what knowledge people can give you. And the result was that I changed my study habits, got better organized, and was well prepared for my second go at the exam. I persevered, I grew, I learned, and at the end, I passed that exam. For me, that was a moment I can't forget. I achieved something greater because I wanted to, and I put my full effort into it. And each of you can too. But it's not always about me. Each year I get involved with a few charities that I think are worthwhile. It's more than just writing a check, it's about taking part in something. My time is never too valuable that I can't help someone. I enjoy talking with the students and younger employees at work about their goals and helping them pursue it. I like giving my time to people who could use some advice, an extra hand, an extra hammer, or something else that I have to offer. We're all in this together. The rewards you get from what you do in life far exceed the things that you get from work. Also, while money is nice and can be a great motivator, don't make your journey about chasing dollar bills. There's more to life, and you should pursue your dreams, even if they aren't necessarily financially rewarding. I like to think of Walt Disney in that sense. If he had worried about money, we might not have the delightful parks and forward vision that he had shown us. Be curious. Be creative. Be courageous. Be confident in yourself. Dare to dream. Find your inner child and let your imagination run wild. Don't fall into the trap of being ordinary and mundane. And then put those dreams into action, because as I say in my podcast, if we can dream it, we can do it. Now, finally, I'll leave you with these two quotes from Walt Disney himself. The first is, all of our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them. And the second is, never get bored or cynical. Yesterday is the thing of the past. And that leads me around to a little musical interlude to close out my commencement address. And it's a song that the Sherman Brothers wrote as a replacement for the Carousel of Progress. This song inspires me in a way. It's one of those great things that I think really helps motivate just a little bit, because now is the best time of your life.
Now is the time, now is the best time, now is the best time of your life. Life is a prize, live every minute, open your eyes and watch how you win it. Yesterday's memories may sparkle and gleam, tomorrow is still but a dream. Right here and now, you've got it made. The world's forward marching and you're in the parade. Now is the time, now is the best time. Be it the time of joy or strife. There's so much to cheer for. Be glad you're here, for it's the best time of your life. Now is the time, now is the best time. Now is the best time of your life. Life is a prize, live every minute. Open your eyes and watch how you win it. Yesterday's memories may sparkle and gleam, tomorrow is still but a dream. Right here and now, you've got it made. The world's forward marching and you're in the parade. Now is the time, now is the best time. Be it a time of joy or strife. There's so much to cheer for. Be glad you're here, for it's the best time of your life. Now is the time, now is the best time. Now is the best time of your life. Life is a prize, live every minute. Open your eyes and watch how you win it. Yesterday's memories may sparkle and gleam, tomorrow is still but a dream. Right here and now, you've got it made. The world's forward marching and you're in the parade. Now is the time, now is the best time. Be it a time of joy or strife. There's so much to cheer for. Be glad you're here, for it's the best time of your life.
Thank you for tuning in to the Disney View Podcast. We hope you had a pleasant stay and arrive home safely. Please remain seated until your ride vehicle stops completely. Then, gather your personal belongings and step out onto the moving platform. And yes, I know it went by so quickly, but don't worry. One of the nice things about traveling on this podcast is that the journey is just beginning. Show notes are available on DisneyWorldPodcast.net. While there, please check out some of our affiliates. You'll also find links to Dave's iPhone and iPad apps. There's an app for pin trading, one for finding hidden Mickeys, and an app for finding and tracking pressed pennies around the Walt Disney World Resort. And you never know just what Dave is working on next. If you have questions, feel free to drop Dave an email at davesdisneyview@gmail.com. Original music you're hearing in this podcast is Oslo Doom by Gilberto Gil. Of course, this is a fan podcast and in no way affiliated with the Walt Disney Company.